First, impeachment is the big story in Washington right now. That means a lot of the other business of Congress is getting less attention. That includes a deal to replace NAFTA, the United States-Mexico-Canada Agreement, or USMCA. The deal is being debated in the U.S. House of Representatives and eventually needs approval from both chambers. In a recent op-ed for Fortune magazine, former Wisconsin Governor Tommy Thompson makes the case that the deal should be at the top of our priority list because of the potential for medical innovation. Tommy Thompson is former U.S. Secretary of Health and Human Services and former Republican governor of Wisconsin. He currently serves as senior advisor to the PASS USMCA Coalition, a collection of business interests and advocacy groups. Governor Thompson, thanks for joining us.
Well, it's my honor, Rob, and thank you for taking on this subject. You know, United States-Mexico-Canadian trade agreement is something that is vitally needed in the Midwest, and not many people are taking it on, and you are in public radio. And let me just start up at the beginning saying thank you. It's badly needed. I'm glad you're doing it.
Well, thanks. Now, the USMCA, this thing's big. It covers a lot of ground from cheese to automobiles and beyond. Why? What does it do when it comes to drug makers and intellectual property?
Well, it does a lot. First off, on intellectual property, it extends for a long period of time. The creative industries, 70 years of copyright protection for books, movies, and music. That's the longest ever, and it's just going to be helpful to any author, any film director, developer, producer, and I just am very pleased with that because it encourages artistic talent to grow and expand, and it's just going to accomplish it. The other one, of course, is in the pharmaceutical industry, which I'm probably more akin to than even the copyright protections because the biopharmaceutical industry is so important. And this is going to boost the intellectual property standards in Canada and Mexico for biologic medicines. And biologic medicines, for your audience that are listening, are advanced drugs made from living organisms. And it sets the research and the development patent time 10 years. And so in order to do it, it's expensive to develop these biologic drugs, and it takes a long period of time. So they need some time in which they can sell without competition in order to recoup and recover their huge investments.
Right.
And so this 10 years is going to be very helpful to them.
Yeah. Without the USMCA in place, what's the current state of affairs when it comes to those protections in the U.S. versus what they are in Mexico or Canada?
Well, they're close to 7 years in the United States and in Mexico, and if they're enforced, it's much less than that. And it's really in the eyes of the beholder. So you really have to, the 10-year ubiquitous standard for Mexico, United States, and Canada is really a giant step forward and sets the stage for a lot of increasing research, and a lot of development of biologic drugs. So I'm very, very excited about that portion of it. I think the overall trade agreement is just very, very positive for small businesses, for agriculture. As you indicated, the literary individuals in the biopharmaceutical industry, this has got a lot for so many people that I just can't understand why we haven't passed it.
Staying with the biologic drugs, if I have this right, your worry is that under the current system, a U.S. drug manufacturer might release a drug, but then in Canada or Mexico, a generic drug maker could give their own version and kind of undercut the profits of that original developer. Is that your concern?
That's the number one concern, and that's why you have patent protection. And you have to have patent protection because roughly, Rob, you know, just for your audience's understanding, it takes you know, somewhere from 10 to 12 years from the time you come up with a compound or a biologic idea and putting it all together, 10 years before it goes through a tremendous tortuous journey through the regulatory and up through FDA to get approved. And usually you can figure it's going to be $1 billion to $1.5 billion. Expenditures to get there. And now nobody, if they're not going to be able to recover that, no biological engineer or biopharmaceutical company is going to stand around and say, we got to put more in this area and we'll lose more money. You got to be able to recoup your investment and then make a profit so that you got an incentive to do this. And that's why these 10 years has been set. It's been compromised. It's been discussed. And it comes out as the logical place for a company to invest and be able to recoup their investment and make a profit so that they'll continue to invest in this area in the future.
Talking to former Wisconsin Governor Tommy Thompson about the USMCA agreement. He says it should be passed for a variety of reasons. We're focusing on the pharmaceutical industry right now. Governor Thompson, some people might be listening and saying, hold on, I keep seeing headlines about really high drug prices. Doesn't letting this patent go on for a long time, 10 years in this case with this international agreement, doesn't that allow companies to kind of overcharge for a potentially life-saving drug?
Sure, you can make that argument, and that argument is made all the time. And that's why the individual arguments were made to reduce the amount. You go in and you ask for 17 years patent protection, and you compromise down to what is the logical one where you're going to be able to hit that that axis, and that axis of being able to make a profit and recoup your investment versus losing. And the negotiators looked at all the statistics and came up with 10 years. And so I think they did a fantastic job, and 10 years is a good year. And I don't think it postpones it or prolongs it to such a degree that companies are going to make so much money that they won't want to continue to go back in the market to get it. It's an inducement for companies to come up with biologic drugs in Canada, in Mexico, in the United States, and have some protection so they can recoup their investment and make a profit. And that's what it's all about. And you can make the argument, but I don't think the argument holds much water when you look at the statistics and find out that 10 years is really where it starts getting overburdening to the consumer and has to pay more. The 10 years is sort of the break-even point for companies to get their investment back and to make a profit.
With your background, working on health issues a lot here in Wisconsin and in the nation's capital, do you have thoughts on other ways to tackle the cost of prescription drug prices? We have people across the political spectrum saying we need to do something. What do you think we need to do?
It takes leadership, Rob. It takes some, you know. There's a lot of people that think we should start negotiating directly with the companies, and like the Department of Defense does and the Veterans Department does with pharmaceutical drugs. There's a huge argument for that, and Alex Azar and other people in the administration have been looking at that. There's other ways in which you can negotiate, and as far as having companies pay this, can only charge their best price to consumers. There are many ways to handle it, but you got to realize, you know, that America's the only place that these drugs are being produced. And I always tell people that will want to really learn this subject. You know, my wife and daughter and mother-in-law, both my daughters have had breast cancer. And I can't wait that we're going to come up with a drug soon that's going to be able to be given to women that be able to prevent breast cancer. My two younger brothers have died of pancreatic cancer. I can't wait. When my brother was dying, he says, Tommy, find a cure, find a medicine for pancreatic cancer. And I remember him begging me to do that. And I've carried that with me, and I'm out trying to find ways. And why I tell you those stories is because I want the pharmaceutical industry not to be hampered. I want them to be out there looking for new drugs to find cures. I will pay a little bit more if I can find a drug to cure breast cancer and one that will cure pancreatic cancer. And that's what you got to look at. Do you want these cures to come? If you're going to have those cures, the only country it's going to come to is America, because America is the only place the pharmaceutical industry has got an opportunity to be able to recoup its investment. And that's what it's all about. That's why you have patent protection, to recoup the investment so that you're going to continue to invest in research and invent new drugs.
If I can, I want to switch gears for our last couple minutes. Back when you were in office as governor, you did a lot of work trying to work with the UW system. You had these blue ribbon commissions like the one that former Professor Don Kettle chaired and others. Do you feel like the state has gotten away from that willingness, that ability to tap into the resources of the university system?
I think you certainly can make that argument, but you know, the university's got to come step forward too. I talked to the president Cross and tell him, I said, you know, come on, you know, I'm chairing a group now for the university and for the president of businesses to come in and say, how can the university do a better job? University, you know, going way back in history, Rob, the university came up with breakthrough or laws like unemployment compensation, like workers' compensation. They came up with aggressive income tax, which I never brag about that one coming from the university, but it does. And they came up with their own ideas, and they brought them forward, and they set up study committees. We have, the Follett Institute that's doing a good job. We got the Tommy Thompson Center coming up with new ideas. Let's take all of these and come up with new ideas. And I have never found a situation where any political party has all the answers. I would like to be able to take the best from the university and come up with their ideas in order to find ways in which we can come up with solutions to our modern day problems. And we got all kinds of problems, but we're hung up on partisanship, polarization, and not giving anybody else the credit. I don't give a damn who gets the credit. President Reagan said it best. He says, it's amazing how much you can get done when you don't care who gets the credit.
We'll leave it there. Governor Thompson, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you. See ya.
Tommy Thompson is the former Republican governor of Wisconsin and currently works as senior advisor to the PASS USMCA coalition. He's with us today to talk about his support for a provision of the deal that would increase the amount of time Canadian and Mexican biologic drug makers are allowed to manufacture a drug without generic competition. He says that would help spur medical innovation.